Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price are both feeling pretty good. Austin has a winner. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. Tickets to the FSU Pitt game Saturday. Doak Campbell is the site. 11 a.m. kickoff. Pensacola time, 12 noon Eastern over there. And one lucky person's going to get some good tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But right now, let's go ahead and check out the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
FDOH Escambia observes October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month and offers free or low-cost breast screening to eligible women who are uninsured, underinsured, or have a low income. The screenings, including mammograms, play a crucial role in detecting breast cancer at an early stage when it is more treatable.
Number two.
Escambia County deputies conducting speed enforcement on Highway 97 in the northern part of Escambia County. The operation involves speed detection trailers that collect data. This effort is part of Sheriff Chip Simmons' plan to apply technology and data to address concerns within the county.
Number three.
After jettisoning a counterproposal on Monday, state regulators walked into a rate case that could potentially lead to FPNL customers paying billions of additional dollars in coming years. The Florida Public Service Commission began what could be a two-week hearing that includes a large amount of technical and financial information as PFPNL seeks increases in those basic electronic rates.
All righty, we'll go ahead and knock the traffic and weather together out of the way before we announce our winner to FSU Pitt, or today's winner, I should specify. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see that you wouldn't normally expect, that is. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some issues on North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. And if you're getting off of I-110, trying to take the exit ramp onto Davis, got our usual congestion there. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up for especially long. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, low of 73 tonight, scattered rainfall chances throughout this evening and the next couple days. Should be rain-free come Friday. Alrighty. Looking at these FSU ticket winners that we've gotten so far, today's winner of a pair of tickets to FSU and Pitt is, drumroll please, Lori Smith. Lori Smith, you are our winner. Got this information here that you sent in to us. We will contact you through that shortly. But once again, congratulations to Lori Smith. You are today's winner of a pair of tickets to Florida State Pittsburgh.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, City of Pensacola has taken possession of the old Baptist Hospital campus. The plans are in place to tear it down to make way for affordable housing. Baptist CEO Mark Faulkner.
We made a choice, and that choice was to participate actively in creating a redevelopment vision. We paid about $2 million to craft a vision of what this could become. And we learned it could be housing, an anchor site perhaps, education, retail, on and on. But we don't do development, we do healthcare.
Right.
But we wanted to get this strategy and vision to a place to hand it off to a developer or somebody who could do that.
Well, Faulkner says Baptist donated the land instead of selling or developing it themselves so they could guarantee the property was used in the best interest of the community. I want to get this in, Austin. This afternoon, something's happening. I want you to know about Manna Food Bank holding that open house today. The free event is underway. It lasts about 7 o'clock this evening at the food bank on North E Street. Manna operates an emergency food assistance program and 18 food security programs. Last year, get this, Manna provided food to 67,000 people.
And speaking of exercises for good deeds, Reentry Alliance Pensacola breaking ground on the Pallet Shelter Village on West Moreno Street. This project will provide 14 tiny homes for the homeless. REAP says that the goal is to have the units ready for occupancy before Thanksgiving. The City of Pensacola allocating $1.1 million to purchase the shelters from Pallet PBC, a company that specializes in temporary housing solutions.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
517 News Radio 92.3, a firefighter in Florida facing misdemeanor stalking charges here today. CJ Papa has the details.
Surveillance video allegedly shows 28-year-old Gabrielle Franz tossing dozens of what looked like used red tampons on the yard of her ex-boyfriend's Volusia County home. He now shares with his new girlfriend that from an arrest affidavit. The couple said in those papers that Franz was unhappy they were together and had talked badly about them to others, made angry posts on social media, and drove a truck similar to the one seen in the video. Deputies say Franz told them she didn't know where her ex-boyfriend lived and was never there. But she changed her tune when they told her about the evidence collected, saying she was at the home, but the tampons were not her idea. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Ashley Moody accusing Democrats of demanding incredible and outrageous spending. Senator Moody was on Fox Business yesterday to discuss the federal government shutdown, and she says Democrats are prioritizing fraud, waste, and illegal immigrants over our troops. Moody adds it's almost like Democrats wanted a reason to shut down the government to appease radical groups.
And she's also taken it a step further, the government shutdown, that is. She's going without pay until government functions return to normal. So she's trying to save a few bucks there, if you know what I'm talking about. While we're talking about Florida government here, Florida's chief financial officer, Blaise Ingolia, blasted Orlando last week for keeping a poet laureate on its payroll. Here's Randy Hildreth.
So in an effort to save taxpayer money, we wrote a couple of them for free. Roses are red, violets are blue, our property taxes are high because of you.
The city of Orlando announced its newest poet laureate at Monday's commission meeting to a roaring applause.
Orlando happens to see value in arts.
Camara Gaither will serve 4 years and plans to bridge her background as a poet and mental health therapist to serve the community. And Mayor Buddy Dyer doubled down in an interview with Fox 35. He doesn't care what the state thinks. He says it's a position worth paying. This is an unpaid position in other parts of the state, but Orlando will pay the new poet laureate $6,000 a year, up from $4,000 for the last poet.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the state's recruitment bonus program has been highly successful. During a visit to the Panhandle today, DeSantis said more than $63 million in bonuses have been offered since the program started in 2022, and more than $705,000 checks are in the mail. Of the 9,400 recruits, about 2,000 have come from other states.
Okay, weird weather. Let's talk about it. Ready? It's that time of year when, despite the sunny weather is on us, king tides cause water levels to rise for a few hours. Usually happens during the morning, then again later in the afternoon, early evening. It's a flooding problem in low-lying areas. A lot of folks have to watch out for this. Brandi Campbell has the latest from Miami Beach.
Coastal cities from the Carolinas down to the Sunshine State are vulnerable this week. Down in Miami Beach, one resident wasn't expecting it.
I was surprised just because, you know, it didn't rain yesterday, it didn't rain today.
King tides happen several times a year. They occur due to the gravitational pull of the moon as it makes its closest approach to Earth and aligns with both the Earth and Sun, causing sea levels to temporarily rise, creating the highest high tides of the year. Stay with us and download the Fox Weather app for continued updates. For now, in Miami Beach, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
519, we'll take a quick break here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you, just like we do this time every hour, every afternoon right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed by anxiety? Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Did you ever notice the three levels in that verse? Thoughts, emotions, and behavior? The verse is saying that our thinking will impact our emotions or heart, and then our behavior when it says, "So is he." Our anxiety problems start with what we think about, and then impact our emotions, and then ultimately determine our behavior. I encourage you to discipline your mind to stop thinking about things that are untrue, unjust, and impure, and start thinking about things that are true and just and pure. You'll find that much of your anxiety will be gone and your emotions will be healthy, and then your behavior will be Christ-like.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Dad! Come on! Oh! this, Dad. Over.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Landrum Annual 5K Run Walk is Saturday morning, starting at the downtown Landrum offices. Everyone is encouraged to get out and get moving. Proceeds benefit Lakeview Center. The Taste of the Beach Food Festival is Saturday from 10 till 4. Come out for the flavors, the fun, and new features showcasing the best chefs and restaurants on the beach. Find out more at PensacolaBeachChamber.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now.
Top national stories this hour.
5:23, News Radio 92.3. Republicans and Democrats remain gridlocked as the government shutdown continues. Ryan Smeltz is in Washington.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune and House Speaker Mike Johnson are warning that if a deal isn't reached soon, military members will miss their next payday on October 15th. And alleged Democrats aren't supporting the GOP bill to reopen the government because of politics. Senator Thune.
I think there are a lot of Democrats who are being bludgeoned by their political left.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Democrats are holding firm on wanting a permanent extension of Affordable Care Act tax subsidies in order to get their votes.
They're feeling the heat.
Schumer warns over 20 million Americans could see an increase in health insurance premiums if the program isn't extended before it expires at the end of the year. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
5:24 afternoon, everybody. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Stocks ending down this afternoon as gold topping $4,000 per ounce. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks taking a breather after a record run and ending lower, and the benchmark S&P 500 snapping a seven-session winning streak. Shares of Oracle fell over 2%, weighing on the tech sector after the information reported that the cloud software provider's margins on its cloud business are weaker than analysts currently forecast, and that Oracle lost $100 million last quarter from renting out NVIDIA chips. The Dow winners, United Health, Procter & Gamble, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 92 points, the Nasdaq lower by 153, S&P 500 down 26. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
5:25, Austin Price has a bit of a look of concern on his face today for that traffic situation.
It is so grim.
Yeah, well, weather's not bad, but traffic looks like it's not so pretty.
No, we don't have too much going on, at least nothing that you wouldn't expect. We do have some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. That congestion is now actually back you up onto I-110 north just barely. Also have some issues, I'd say worse than usual, on the exit ramp to get onto Davis Highway from I-110 north. Also on Davis Highway itself, traveling northbound towards I-10, so that area is not very ideal. Also have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And that's just in Pensacola. Also got a couple of issues on Highway 90. This is going to be at the intersection of Florida Town, Highway 90 and Florida Town Road. But also as you continue eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard heading towards Glover Lane. That's right in front of the PSC Milton campus. Got some backups there. Alrighty, let's see. Looking at the weather, 83 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Got some rainfall chances scattered over not just this evening, but the next couple days. Come Friday, we should not see any rainfall chances at all.
There you go. Tropical Storm Jerry has formed in the Atlantic and is expected to become a hurricane by later this week. We're following it for you on News Radio 92.3.
Tropical Storm Jerry is tracking west, according to the National Hurricane Center, with a turn to the west-northwest expected. That could put Jerry in the vicinity of the northern Leeward Islands by the end of the week. For the moment, tropical storm force winds greater than 39 miles an hour extend outward from the storm center. But as it travels over warm Atlantic waters, strengthening to hurricane status is expected. National Hurricane Center models have the storm taking a northerly turn by the weekend, avoiding any landfall on the southeast coast of the U.S. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A new report finds the FBI analyzed the phone records of nearly a half dozen Republican members of Congress in 2023. The report, released yesterday, confirmed it was part of a federal grand jury investigation known as Arctic Frost, which looked into allegations that Donald Trump had pressured GOP lawmakers to take steps to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. A total of nine Republican lawmakers' phone records were scrutinized.
President Trump is now vowing to take matters into his own hands, threatening to send National Guard troops into Democrat-run cities. Jackie Heinrich has more from the White House.
Right now, National Guard troops are being mobilized in Portland and Chicago under Title 10, which federalizes them without the approval of the state governor, but their activities are generally limited under Posse Comitatus to protecting federal property and supporting civilian law enforcement. Generally speaking, no direct law enforcement activities like executing searches and making arrests is allowed. That would change if the president invokes the Insurrection Act. There are various statutory triggers, but when lawfully invoked, it allows the president to deploy armed forces for domestic law enforcement functions in order to suppress an insurrection, enforce federal law where state authorities cannot or will not, and where ordinary remedies are not working out.
Department of Homeland Security Kristi Noem making a visit to Portland today. Conservative commentator Benny Johnson announced her plans to visit on social media. He says Portland is overrun by leftist terrorists. The city of Portland released a statement that they're aware of the visit and Portland police will provide support that they would offer any visiting dignitary.
Well, they called in the Texas Rangers here. The Texas National Guard touching down in Illinois today to assist in immigration action. Jeff Manasso has more from the Windy City.
Word that hundreds of members of the Texas National Guard have now arrived in suburban Chicago, on top of hundreds of Illinois National Guard members that President Trump has called up to protect federal agents at ICE facilities amid recent violent protests and attacks on federal agents. And as Illinois Democrats continue escalating ICE resistance here,
Donald Trump is using our service members as political props and as pawns in his illegal effort to militarize our nation's cities.
Governor J.B. Pritzker, as legal action continues over the troop surge. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Half of America's sandy beaches could be gone by the end of the century. That's according to the Surf Rider Foundation's 2025 State of the Beach report. The foundation points out that erosion of sandy beaches is normal and expected, but climate change is intensifying that process.
Mana Food Bank holding that open house today. That free event is underway till 7 at the food bank on North E Street. Check out what Mana does. They do a lot of great stuff. They provided food for over 67,000 people last year. Coming up in 5 minutes, we're going to talk some sports. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Israel and Hamas continuing peace talks in Egypt, trying to end the war in Gaza. Lashay Miron Levi, whose husband Omri Miron was captured by Hamas on October 7th, 2023, tells Fox she wants the war to end so all Israeli families can be reunited.
All the children around Israel and all the world can hug their father, their mother, the loved ones, and that we can make, you know, the world really, really good again.
48 hostages remain in Gaza. President Trump authorizing the deployment of the National Guard to Chicago. Senior counsel of the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Leo Terrell, tells Fox the administration is protecting people who it ideologically disagrees with.
President Trump is obligated to protect the soldiers and the DEI individuals on that street.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment, make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. The majority of the blame for the Phillies' problems right now is being directed at manager Rob Thomson. Phillies fans have every right to be upset, but you could have Joe Torre or Bruce Bochy in that dugout, and the results would be the same because through two games, Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, and Bryce Harper have combined for only two hits and 11 strikeouts, and those three failing to show up is the main reason why the Phillies are down 0-2 to LA. I'm Zach Gelb.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays, call your plays like a pro with live betting, or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. For so long.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories.
number one.
Well, FDOH Escambia observes October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month and offers free or low-cost breast cancer screenings to eligible women who are uninsured, underinsured, or have a low income. The screenings, including mammograms, play a crucial role in detecting breast cancer at an early stage when it is more treatable.
Number two.
Escambia County deputies conducting that speed enforcement on Highway 97 in the northern part of Escambia County. The operation involves speed detection trailers that collect data. Now, this effort is part of Sheriff Chip Simmons' plan to apply technology and data to address concerns within the county.
Number three.
After jettisoning a counterproposal on Monday, state regulators walked into a rate case that could potentially lead to FPL customers paying billions of additional dollars in the coming years. The Florida Public Service Commission began what could be a two-week hearing that includes a large amount of technical and financial information as FPL seeks increases in base electric rates.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Pensacola's been ranked number 10 in Condé Nast Traveler's 2025 Best Small Cities in the U.S. Recognition based on votes from readers worldwide. As former Mayor Vince Webbs put it, remember him saying this many times, Pensacola is the western gate to the Sunshine State where thousands live the way millions wish they could. Great words of wisdom from former Mayor Vince Webbs.
100%. And here's some words you might want to hold on to as well. Mana Food Bank holding an open house today. The free event going on from 4 to 7 p.m. at the food bank on Northeast Street. Mana operates an emergency food assistance program and 18 food security programs. Last year, Mana provided food to 67,427 people.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The World Series champions hang on.
Turner to second base. Tommy Edman. Low throw. Freddie Freeman with the scoop. And the ball game is over. Oh, my goodness. Tommy Edman spiked it in the dirt. Freddie Freeman in that gold glove form just saved game two for the Dodgers.
The Dodgers weathering a late Philadelphia rally on TBS. LA jumping out to a 4-0 lead, then hanging on to win it 4-3. Shohei Ohtani driving in what proved to be the game-winning run. The series now shifts to Los Angeles for game three as the Dodgers look to return to the NLCS, holding a 2-0 series lead. The Milwaukee Brewers using three home runs to defeat the Chicago Cubs 7-3 after the Cubbies put up a three spot in the first inning. The Brew Crew scoring seven unanswered runs. Game three Wednesday afternoon at Wrigley Field with the Brewers leading that best of five series 2-0. Now Monday Night Football. Kansas City thought they had the game won after making it 28-24 with 1:45 remaining on ESPN.
Second and goal from the two. Hunt in for the touchdown.
But Kansas City thought wrong thanks to a bunch of penalties by the Chiefs. The Jaguars marching down the field and scoring the winning TD with just 23 seconds to go. Trevor Lawrence nearly suffered the agony of defeat. He took the snap, he fell down, he stumbled trying to get up, and he somehow still scampered into the end zone for the winning score and the thrill of a come-from-behind victory. Jacksonville improving to 4-1 on the season. Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, they fall to 2-3. You can listen and follow the Fox Sports Podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, we heard something about the NFL there. Well, keeping with that theme, the Cincinnati Bengals trading for Cleveland Browns veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. Cincinnati is sending a 2026 fifth-round pick to Cleveland in return for Flacco and a 2026 sixth-round pick. The move comes as the Bengals seek quarterback depth following an injury to starter Joe Burrow last month. Meanwhile, the Browns rolling with rookie Dylan Gabriel, who started his first career game on Sunday. Flacco started his career in 2008 as a first-round pick by the Baltimore Ravens. He has thrown two touchdowns against six interceptions in four games this season.
Here's some local sports information that you probably want to know about. UWF football, perfect 5-0 start in the 25 season. After defeating Northeastern State, the Argos now ranked number 5 nationally. UWF head coach Caleb Nobles.
Our guys know that they're walking the path that a lot of guys in the past have kind of laid out for them, and they know they have an opportunity to do that for the future players here at UWF. So they've embraced it.
Well, Dave Scott, UWF athletic director, saying the Argos keep winning. Good stuff here because the university's athletic program is expanding, including the addition of a new stadium.
If you haven't been here in 5 or 10 years, it's a lot different space. And 5 or 10 years from now, we expect it to be even a nicer space.
Well, Scott says the $45 million project set to break ground next spring and potentially ready for gameplay in 2027.
Give our students a place to come out and cheer them on and really create a great place in Pensacola to have a great social event and really showcase the University of West Florida.
UWF faces Showan University this weekend, and they're holding their annual homecoming game on campus. A lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. The brother of former NFL quarterback and Fox broadcaster Mark Sanchez issuing a statement on behalf of the family following Saturday's altercation in Indianapolis. According to Nick Sanchez, quote, "This has been a deeply distressing time for everyone involved," and he says that his brother is focused on his recovery as the legal process continues. Authorities say Sanchez assaulted a 69-year-old truck driver at a hotel loading dock, and the driver claims to have stabbed a former New York Jets star in self-defense. Sanchez was officially charged with 3 misdemeanors, and he has a battery charge that was upgraded to a felony.
Here's today's health news.
Public health warning from the U.S. Ag Department tied to some heat and eat pasta meals. Much concern. CJ Papa has the details.
If you've got any HelloFresh subscription meal kits containing spinach in your fridge, don't eat them. Fresh Realm, the company that produces the meals, has reached out to the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service after the spinach used in the products tested positive for Listeria bacteria. The San Clemente, California-based company is now linked to an expanding Listeria outbreak tied to heat and eat pasta meals. The products include 10.1-ounce containers of HelloFresh ready-made meals, cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta, and 10-ounce containers of HelloFresh ready-made meals unstuffed peppers with ground turkey. Both were shipped directly to consumers. CJ Papa, Fox News.
There's no data backing up claims that IV hydration spas are giving folks a detox they think they're getting. That's according to a new study published in JAMA Internal Medicine. The study shows the industry is operating under very little regulation and that clinic providers may not have the proper training. People pay to put vitamins and minerals into their bodies as a detox at IV hydration spas. Co-author of the study, Dr. Peter Lurie, says there's a real danger to consumers because there's little oversight.
A new study from the American College of Surgeons warning about the dangers of driving while under the influence of marijuana. Alexis McAdams has more on News Radio 92.3.
It's a nationwide problem, not just one we see on the streets of New York City because you can see it and smell it, but experts say people just don't know how strong the marijuana they're using is. So they smoke it, they vape it, or they pop an edible and get behind the wheel of a car. But experts say it's leading to fatal crashes and not enough people are talking about it. So the American College of Surgeons studied 246 drivers who died in car crashes. That was in one Ohio county, and they found that at least 42% had THC in their bloodstream, which is the active ingredient in marijuana.
Okay, Fox's Lisa Brady is in this afternoon with more about the great minds awarded the Nobel Prize for Medicine. This is House Call for Health.
Three people share the Nobel Prize for Medicine this year. Two of the winners are from the U.S., the other is from Japan. The Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institute announcing the winners in Stockholm, Sweden, for their work on peripheral immune tolerance. Their research identified regulatory T cells, which are essential for preventing the immune system from attacking the body's own tissues, and that has led to new approaches in treating autoimmune diseases and cancer. The Nobel Assembly pointing out that the discovery may also lead to more successful transplantations, adding that several of these treatments are currently undergoing clinical trials. House Call for Health, Elisa Brady, Fox News.
545, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price is in, looking at the weather and local traffic together. What's going on?
Well, it's been a pretty eventful afternoon in regards to the roads especially. Still got a little bit of backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Also have a little bit on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Worst looking spots outside of that, though, going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp and North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Let's see. As for your weather, 83 degrees, going to be a low of 73. Rainfall chances lingering for some of this evening, and they're going to be scattered throughout your Wednesday and Thursday. But come Friday, we should be rainfall free.
Well, a cold front moves from the Ohio Valley to the East Coast, and heavy rain is possible in the Southwest. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
A strong cold front marching across the east central U.S. today will bring temperatures down and showers and thunderstorms, including the possibility for flooding along the Ohio Valley as the system marches towards the east coast Wednesday. The southeast coast also on alert for coastal flooding the next few days. Tropical moisture from the Pacific is streaming into the southwest, where heavy rain could cause big problems for the Four Corners. We will be also watching the possibility for a coastal storm along the east coast later this week. Fox Weather has your details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
What an exciting day in the gold market. It crossed a milestone. Here's Jenny Casola.
Investors have pushed gold's price to $4,000 a troy ounce for the first time. It's likely a reflection of uncertainty because of the government shutdown and the weaker U.S. dollar. Gold futures are up 50% this year, the biggest jump since the inflationary shock of 1979. Gold prices have been moving higher even after trade tensions cooled, and stocks have been rising to records on deals involving artificial intelligence. Goldman Sachs is predicting gold will rise to $4,900 by December of next year. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, as the government shutdown continues into its seventh day now, a new memo being circulated is hinting that furloughed workers may not be guaranteed back pay. An Axios report, which is circulating the memo from the Office of Management and Budget, is quoting a line saying that furloughed workers will receive back pay, quote, subject to the enactment of appropriations acts ending the lapse, unquote. Went on to say, though, that any attempt to hold back pay for furloughed workers could face legal challenges from unions and could also be at odds with guidance issued by the Office of Personnel Management. The shutdown continues as Republicans and Democrats continue to square off over cuts to Obamacare. And the World Trade Organization says it's cutting its global trade outlook for next year. In its latest report, it said that tariffs were the main reason and that next year's growth will slow down sharply from previous expectations of 1.8% to just a half of 1%. And on Wall Street this Tuesday, stocks finished lower. And that is Your Money Now.
Okay, it is 548, News Radio 92.3. Are you looking maybe in the market for an electric car? And boy, the prices are pretty outstanding on some of those models. Well, get ready. Tesla has a cheaper version of its best-selling model. Hillary Barsky has more for you.
Tesla is unveiling a stripped-down version of its best-selling EV and is introducing its standard Model Y, which the electric vehicle maker hopes will draw in budget-conscious buyers and at the same time revive its slumping sales. The new vehicle costs nearly $40,000, making it one of the lowest-priced electric vehicles for sale in the U.S. The lower-cost model swaps out a light bar across the front for two conventional headlights and also has fewer audio speakers than other variants of the Model Y. There's no AM/FM radio, and it has a different roof. Tesla's latest offering gives the company better positioning to compete globally against low-cost EVs coming out of China. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now, we told you yesterday about LeBron James teasing a huge announcement, the decision of all decisions. Well, the major announcement is an ad for the company Hennessy. James posted a teaser for what he said was the second decision, as we just told you. It was a callback to 2010, of course, when he announced on TV that he was leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers for the Miami Heat. After posing this teaser, there was speculation that it would be a retirement announcement. The NBA's all-time leading scorer, now 40, and he's entering his 23rd season. He'll be an unrestricted free agent when the season is over.
You ever feel like time is just moving way too fast? It is opening night.
Not for LeBron.
It is opening night tonight. NHL season. Can you believe this? Joe Morgan has the details.
The chase for a three-peat is on. At 5 Eastern, the Chicago Blackhawks celebrating their centennial season make a trip to Sunrise, Florida to take on the Panthers, the back-to-back Stanley Cup champs. The Panthers are looking to become the first team to three-peat since the Islanders won four straight at the start of the 1980s. But the task has grown more difficult in recent weeks. Center Alexander Barkov has a recovery timeline of 7 to 9 months after undergoing surgery to repair the ACL and MCL in his right knee, while forward Matthew Tkachuk is out until at least December. To round out the night, the Rangers, also beginning their 100th season, host the Penguins at Madison Square Garden, while the Avalanche and Kings drop the puck from Los Angeles. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
President Trump returning to TikTok. The president posted on the popular video sharing app for the first time since Election Day, and it follows a recently signed executive order to keep the platform available in the U.S. Trump posted a video from behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office proclaiming that he saved TikTok. Now under the new deal, it will become a separate U.S. entity with a group of American investors purchasing a majority stake in it.
5:50, 10 away from 6, News Radio 92.3. A jury has awarded millions in a verdict against the pharmaceutical giant Lillian Wu. Reports on News Radio 92.3.
A Los Angeles jury has ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay $966 million to the family of a woman who died from mesothelioma, finding the company liable in the latest lawsuit alleging its baby powder products cause cancer. The family of Mae Moore, who died in 2021, sued the company, claiming its talc baby powder products contained asbestos fibers that caused her rare cancer. The jury ordered the company to pay $16 million in compensatory damages, $950 million in punitive damages. That verdict could be reduced on appeal. The company has said its products are safe, do not contain asbestos, and do not cause cancer. It switched to a cornstarch-based baby powder in the U.S. in 2020. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
On that note, we will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, and when we return, we will get one final check of the roads and weather for you this hour. It's been a pretty eventful day on the roads. Hopefully, they're starting to die down a bit more. Also, we'll get some pop culture notes and some more frivolous headlines for you, as we always do at the end of every hour, right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
You can imagine how happy we all were. My wife, our three kids, and I have found the perfect apartment to rent.
My school is right down the block?
Yes, it is.
Mommy, can we go to the park anytime we want?
Anytime we want.
So, you can imagine trying to answer all their questions after the landlord turned us down.
What happened? Why can't we live there?
Why not, Papa?
What was I going to say? The landlord doesn't want families with kids in his building? We made a call to HUD and found out that being denied because we have kids is illegal. We got answers. We got help.
And we got the apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your familial status, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or disability, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Kristen Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.555, heads up, Pensacola. When's the last time you heard Jackson Browne?
The last time we did a bumper song.
That's right. You're absolutely right. I stuck my foot in my mouth that time. Okay, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Well, I was saying that we would hopefully see some of these issues die down, and it looks like some of them are starting to, slowly but surely. Got some issues still on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also got some on Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. But outside of that, there shouldn't be much holding you up for particularly long. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Chances of rainfall, though not very high chances, at some point this evening. And then, over the course of the next couple days, we're going to see these slight chances kind of bob around a little bit. But come Friday, they should be completely out the door.
Here's today's pop culture news.
556 News Radio 92.3. You're probably going to be hearing a lot about this. I'm hearing it in a lot of different arenas. Country star Zach Bryan's anti-ICE lyrics getting a lot of public stir. Michelle Polino has more on News Radio 92.3.
Zach Bryan is stirring controversy again, this time over lyrics in a new unreleased song called Bad News. In a clip posted to Instagram, in which he captioned a portion of the lyrics writing "The Fading of the Red, White, and Blue," Bryan sings,
"And ice is gonna come bust down your door. Try to build a house, no one builds no more, but I got a telephone."
White House spokesperson Abigail Jackson responded, weaving in titles of Bryan's songs, saying, "While Zach Bryan wants to open the gates to criminal illegal aliens and has condemned heroic ICE officers, something in the orange tells me a majority of Americans disagree with him and support President Trump's Great American Revival." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law to limit ad volume on streaming platforms like Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime, addressing complaints about loud commercials. Newsom says Californians do not want commercials to be louder than the programs they are watching. The legislation initially faced resistance from major streaming companies, but gained support after legal protections were added. Enforcement will be the responsibility of the state attorney general.
Questionable action down in Orlando. Universal Studios reopened that ride that a man died on. Some people are pretty surprised over that announcement. Lillian Wu explains.
The family of a 32-year-old man who died on a Universal ride in Orlando, Florida, mid-September is condemning the planned reopening of the ride Saturday, saying they want better safety standards not to tear down Universal Stardust Racers. That's the ride Kevin Rodriguez-Zavala died on after multiple blunt impact injuries, the medical examiner ruling it was an accident. Zavala had a spinal disability and used a wheelchair, but his family's attorneys claim that didn't cause his death. Universal said an extensive review confirmed the ride systems had functioned properly and that Universal workers had followed proper procedures. The manufacturer and an independent roller coaster expert also supported these findings. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
One of the two stars of the Diesel Brothers under arrest following a bench warrant last week. TMZ reports David Heavy D. Sparks owes nearly $850,000 in connection to a Clean Air Act lawsuit. He was reportedly arrested for failure to pay back those fees. TMZ reports he was booked just after 7:30 a.m. local time at the Salt Lake City Jail.
The continuing government shutdown is affecting the bottom line of federal employees, including the military here. Kevin Urinsky's in with more.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt touched on the troops' economic reality during a Monday briefing.
Our incredible military service members who risk their lives to preserve and defend our country are now working without pay and will miss their next paychecks.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth told Fox's The Sunday Briefing that the shutdown will affect performance at some point.
Eventually, you stop paying people. You stop doing things. You stop training. You're less ready. You're less capable of being mission ready. You can't maintain everything.
Hegseth acknowledges a lot of military leaders could do better economically in civilian life, but believe in their mission.
It's not about the money, but at the end of the day, you got to pay the bills.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Okay, New York City's mayoral election just 4 weeks away, but there are challenges facing the city's financial sector. Here's Madison Allworth.
We lost 8,400 financial sector jobs this year alone. According to the Partnerships for NYC, this is the first time that the Big Apple has a net loss of financial jobs, and the jobs are going elsewhere. Since 2019, financial sector jobs have grown by just 4% in the financial capital of the world. Texas is trying to push Y'all Street over Wall Street. Two of their metro areas have seen double-digit financial sector job growth. Because of this, JP Morgan now employs more workers in Texas than in New York City.
Okay, congrats to Lori Smith, the winner of the Tap the News Radio app. A couple of great tickets to the FSU Pitt game Saturday over at Doak Campbell. We'll do it again tomorrow, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Get ready to be a winner on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at NewsRadio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.